Hello, everyone. Good Sunday night, I want to say. It's 10:44. Good night, y'all. Oh, my God. Good evening, I want to say. And welcome to Chilling with Karma. I am your lovely host, Karma. Welcome back to our show, everyone. I just want to give off, first, I want to say hello. I love you. Secondly, let's run down this disclaimer real quick before we get into the show, right? So, a quick disclaimer is, right, my show isn't PC and is not always something that someone agrees with. I'm saying if you do not like my show, please exit now and, you know, you don't have to listen to it. You can just share it for someone you think might ever want to listen to it. If my words offend you or if the topics that I use offend you, please just at any point in time, just exit. Now, let's get into the show, correct? Okay, y'all. Today we're talking about friends, okay? And specifically, like, you know, people that y'all are allowing in your circle. Well, I can't say y'all, people that we are allowing in our circle, right? We have to know what a real friend is, one, and measure from that. So y'all know I'm really a spiritual person. The Bible says a friend will be closer to you than a brother, one, and the Bible also says a friend will die for you. Are you those friends? Do you feel like you have real friends, right? Do you feel like you have a group of people that you can go to at any point in time and tell them, hey, look, this is what's going on with me? And can you tell your friends that this is what's going on with you without them telling the next person, without them telling somebody that it becomes gossip and a conversation and a laugh and all this other stuff? Like, is there really people in your circle you can go to and talk to about certain shit and be like, yo, I'm dealing with this and I need you. Can I count on you? I really need to count on you right now. Do you have somebody that you can say, hey, this is something I need you to help with. I need your help with. Because a real friend would say, look, this is what our plan is, or you can talk to me and I will sit and listen. A real friend will be there for you. A real friend will be there for you. A real friend will always say, hey, I got your back no matter what. Do y'all have real friends? Fuck, do y'all have real friends? Are y'all real friends? Can your homegirl come up to you and say something to you without you telling your baby father and he telling his friends and everybody telling this one girl's business because she thought she could trust you? Are you that type of friend? Are you a friend who can wake up? Fuck that. Are you a friend that's going to pray for your friends? Let's call a spade. Are you a friend that's going to pray for your friends? Are you a friend that's going to do whatever it takes to make sure your friends is good? If your homegirl needs a place to stay tonight, are you going to open up your house to her? Like, everybody call themselves this real bitch and all this, but bitch, you not. Because you won't even help the bitches that you go out with. These bitches is good enough for you to go out with, but they not good enough for your help. These bitches are good enough for you to party with, but, you know, they're not good enough for you to say, hey, I open my doors up to you if you need it. Or even the slightest little thing, like your homegirl asked to borrow your shoes or your homegirl asked to borrow your outfit. There is something that I hear a lot. Motherfuckers talking about you wearing your homegirl clothes. Bitches used to borrow each other clothes all the time. Oh, sis, let me borrow this. Oh, sis, can I wear that? Da, 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 da. Like, bitches used to borrow each other clothes all the time until niggas started to say something about it. Why? Because bitches used to get mad because they homegirls was getting more attention than them and they shit. So they be like, oh, yeah, that she wouldn't look like that if it wasn't for me. That's my shit. That's my shirt. That's my da, 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 da. Like, bitch, you was a fake-ass bitch for real. Like, for real. Are you one of them friends that gotta try to clown your friends when niggas come around? Do you have a friend like that, that try to clown you when they not getting attention or when they not getting what you getting, so they gotta try to put you out there, put your business out there and all that? Let's see who your friends are. Are you watching these bitches that's around you? Like, there in all types of groups of friends, I just posted that there's always this one. It's always one person in these groups. There's the fighter friend. See, me, I know I'm two people in my groups of friends. There's the fighter friend. There's the responsible friend. There's the friend that think everything is a joke. There's the mom friend. The mom friend is kind of the mom friend is always responsible, and she just trying to still fit in with her friends. And there's the friend who, you know, she makes sense but don't make sense, right? She goes with the group. I'ma just say that. She just goes with the group. She's the virgin of the group. So, me personally, I'm the fighter friend and the mom friend. The fighter friend, right, is the friend who's always going to defend their friends. I'm overprotective of the bitches that I call my friends. And yes, I call them bitches because I love them bitches. I don't give a fuck. Don't fuck with my bitches. I will kill you. Those are my bitches. I love my bitches. Like, and they know I say it with all love. I'm very overprotective of my friends. I told one of my friends she's not allowed to date until I meet this nigga. I don't want nobody to hurt her. She's fragile for me. Compared to me, she's very fragile. All my friends, to me, have a special place in my heart. They have a very special place in my heart. And that's because when I was going through, and people have to realize when you're going through healing and shit like that, you can't do it by yourself. Mm-mm. You need at least three people. For me, I have four main bitches that stuck beside me. I love them to death, and they don't understand why. I love them because even when I'm going through the dumbest shit, they're still there for me. Even if the shit that I'm going through seem like it's the same shit every single day, they are still there for me. They don't be like, damn, bitch, you still dealing with this? Or damn, bitch, da-da-da. They're like, damn, sis, I'm mad you have to go through that. I'm so sorry for that you have to go through that. My friends, they was there for me when I was healing, and they're still there for me and still on this journey after being healed. Like, my friends, they were there for me when I was going through the low phases, after breakup, after this, after having a miscarriage. My friends were there for me during the hardest points of my life. My friends were there for me when I ain't have shit, because they didn't want shit from me. They was still there for me when I didn't have shit. So that's why I appreciate my friends so much, because when I didn't have, they was still there. They was like, damn, I want to help so bad, but they know I'm not going to accept their help. I have to get it on my own. So my friends know this. My friends were there for me. When you're dealing with shit like trauma and shit, you can't be doing that shit by yourself, because mentally you already fucked up. So mentally you can't be doing shit like trying to heal from traumatic situations by yourself. You need God and some good friends. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, because I ain't going to lie to you. I wanted to turn to my family so many times, but your family are the people who know you the most, and those are the most critical people, because they know you and they feel as though, yeah, you should be here. If we are all here, we all dealt with shit, we all do shit, shit happens, you should still be here. Family is not always the people that help you. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, family is not the people who you should turn to sometimes when you're in a need. And I'm going to be completely honest, not to put nothing on nobody's family, but sometimes family is not the people that you need. Sometimes you honestly really need a few good friends. My homegirls, I love them to death. Like, I love my homies too. Like, my homies, I love them too. Like, for real, some of them was there for me during some of these trying times. Some of them I had to cut off. Like, I had to learn when it comes to my male friends, my homies. Like, some of them, they wasn't friends. And I knew they wasn't friends. Me, personally, I'm a type of optimistic. I'm always like, yeah, it's not like that. It's not what it seems like to be, da da da. No, it really was. I told them I was pregnant with my son. The motherfuckers cut me the fuck off like it wasn't nothing. Because the only thing they wanted was to fuck. When they seen me in a relationship, rest of them start cutting me off too. Like, y'all wanted something from me that y'all thought being a friend was going to give y'all. No, the loyal friends that I have, they already know. When I'm up, they up, baby. Mm-hmm. And it's not to be like malicious or anything. Like, my friends, they dealt with some, like, they said, if I'm going through it, they going through it. And that's how we look at each other's situations, because I fuck with you. If you going through it, I'm going through it. My niece and nephew going through something, we going through something together. Fuck all that. I got friends who I went to school with and moved out of state. They still like, look, if I got to catch a flight, it ain't going to be pretty. Fuck all that. My niece and nephew, the ones I got to worry about, fuck that. And they don't play. All my bitches, my kids' godmother, they do not play about us. And I love them for that. Because they know it, on the flip side, I don't play about them. I don't. My friend, going through trauma and going through a healing phase and going through a just fucking life, you cannot do that shit by your fucking self, dog. I swear for God. Like, yeah, we all been friends for the longest. We've been friends since high school, but we fell off. And the times when we fell off is the times I was dealing with the worst shit in my fucking life. I have no one to turn to. I had nobody. I was on my own. And I'm just like, damn, I'm on my own. I don't have nobody. I can't turn to nobody. Who can I talk to? Nobody. Nobody. But then I linked up with my friends. Shit started to get a little easier and easier and easier because I had, it's not even just because it's them and I had people that have my, no, they were just there for me to vent. They was also there to put a smile on my face. They was also there to give me comfort. They was also there to give me a helping hand. They was also there for encouraging words. It's sometimes you just need shit like that. And when you're not getting it, you're going to be by yourself. And when you're by yourself, you have nothing and no one to turn to. You can only turn to God. But sometimes you're just like, Lord, I just need to hear your voice back. I just need to hear a voice back that's going to give me comfort. So you have friends that's going to be there with you. And then on top of all of that, this is why I fuck with my friends hard. I don't know about anybody else. And I know I'm bigging my friends up right now because I really do fuck with these bitches with a passion. I love these bitches. The reason I fuck with my friends because they know, they already know. I don't like you to sugarcoat shit for me. So if I'm fucking wrong, my friends are going to say, no, bitch, you're dead ass fucking wrong and you need to fix that shit. That's my fucking friends for you right there, bro. They is not going to sit there and baby me and enable me and allow me to have a fucked up ass behavior and allow me to have fucked up ways of thinking and just allow that shit to happen. No, bitch, you're wrong. Period. My friends, they will tell me that shit. A lot of y'all friends not telling you that shit. That's why some of y'all are fucked up places and positions now. Y'all ain't got no person. Y'all don't have a relationship because y'all so fucking evil and so fucking vile because the people around you is still condoning the bullshit that you're doing. You need real fucking friends. If you don't have real fucking friends, you ain't got shit in this world. And I'm going to be completely honest. It's not about who your friends are, where the fuck they came from. It's about who they are on the inside. And my bitches on the inside, that's why they're fucking succeeding. That's why we're all fucking succeeding. Because us on the inside, yeah, we may have came from fucked up predicaments and fucked up neighborhoods and shit like that. But at the end of the day, we're going somewhere. It doesn't matter about who the fuck they are and where the fuck they came from. Oh, you need friends from this area. You need friends from this area. No, you need friends with a dip, with a certain mindset. And if your mindset on getting money and your friend's mindset on getting money, what the fuck y'all gonna be getting? You hear me? Come on now. And I'm sorry to be spitting some real shit, but I gotta spit some real shit. Like, some of y'all don't have real friends. Y'all need to start evaluating some of that shit. Why the fuck aren't you succeeding in life? Because your friends always want to celebrate, but y'all ain't got shit to celebrate. Why the fuck y'all always in the club? Y'all need to get up out the club. Well, you need to get up out the club. Maybe if you do it, your friends will do it. Then that's when y'all mindset start fucking changing. Y'all always celebrating. What is y'all celebrating for? The club is to celebrate. Y'all ain't got shit to celebrate, but damn, I made it through another work week. Bitch, if you don't go somewhere and get some business, come on now. Start doing what you got to do, baby. If your friends are on a certain level, you on a certain level with them. If your friends became a product of your environment, well, sorry, baby. If they not helping you, they hurting you, and you got to get the fuck. That's why my friends will tell me when I'm wrong. My friends don't let shit slide, and neither will I. Like, prime fucking example on fake friends, these the friends that your mama be talking about. Your mother be like, I don't like that one. If your mother ever tells you she don't like one of your friends, baby, I've learned this so many times because my mama told me one time she didn't like little girl I was hanging with. Maybe like, what, I was like 10, 11. Yeah, it had been around that point in time. And my mom just kept telling me, she said, I don't like her. I don't like her. Little Spanish chick I was hanging with. My mom was like, I don't like her. Mm-mm. My bad. She kept saying, I don't like that little girl. I don't like that little girl. I never knew why. I'm like, Mom, why don't you like her? Why don't you like her? She said she's too free. My mom never let me do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. I know I'm be wilding out sometimes. And people are like, damn, you should have just got more whoopings as a child. I know this. I do. But I never did whatever the fuck I wanted to do. I still had a curfew. I still had to be in the house at a certain time. Matter of fact, if y'all understand, if some people might understand, I had to be in the house when the street lights came on. A lot of people don't get that. My mother said, be in the house by the street when the street lights come on. Mm-hmm. When I get home, if that last street light on the street is on, and I haven't even attempted to put my key in the door, oh, I'm getting fucked up. Mm-mm. So, yeah, my mom didn't like a certain friend because she was too free. I wasn't as free, and my mom had a reasons why I wasn't as free. It wasn't nothing to do with me. It was to do with our neighborhood. I grew up in Hagerstown. If people don't know where Hagerstown is, baby, good. You're so fucking lucky. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Like, don't go. But Hagerstown also had an infestation of pedophiles. So my mother knew this. She didn't want to scare her child by telling her this. So she just said, be in the house at a certain time. Don't go over certain people's houses. I spent the night over maybe two friends' houses. Other than that, I was not spending the night out over people's houses. They had to come to my house. So the young lady that I was friends with at the time, she can do shit like that. She could go tell her mom that she's going this place, tell her mom she's going that place, and they just bow and I'd be like, all right, okay, whenever you be back, you'll be back, whatever. My mom didn't like that. It's not the little girl that she didn't like. Well, it was her too for other reasons, but it's not that she really didn't like her because of that. It's she didn't like that she was allowed to do that. She also didn't like her because she was fake. My mother always told me the little girl was fake. I don't like that shit. The little girl's fake. She's a snake, da 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 da. I had to see it for my own self because my mom one day caught me and I said, oh, there she is. And she said, I know you miss her. I don't want you not to like her because I don't like her. I have my reasons to not like her. You have to find out for yourself. So my mom let me find out that shit for myself. That's why I say you need to know what the fuck a fake friend is. Because if you don't know what the fuck a fake friend is, you won't have to find that out. And your mama going to tell you, she don't like these kids. I don't like this person. I don't like that person. Your mama's not going to tell you why. Because at some point, you're going to have to figure it out by yourself. Because every mother knows when you keep pushing your child away from something, that's pushing them to something. So, yeah, my mom never said why she didn't like. Well, my mom told me why, but she had to let me figure it out myself. You have your mom is letting you know she don't like certain people. Your mom can see your friends before you can. Why? Because those have been the same type of friends your mom had. So she can see the traits. And she can, when the traits start traiting, baby, your mom knows. Sometimes you got to figure out why your mother say that. I know some of the people is grown and they mother still be saying, that one, I had to figure that out a couple of times about some friends, even as an adult. Like, some of y'all, some of these bitches really out here, like, snaking. And I'm just like, damn, bro. You ain't even had to do it like that. You can just walk away. Now we beef. That's crazy. But, saying all that to say, moms know. And so sometimes you got to trust your mother's judgment with those friends. She be like, I don't like that one. Those are the friends that your mother say she don't like. Those are the ones that you shouldn't like. The bitches that really like try to fake put your business out there to embarrass you. Secondly, the bitches that be out here trying to like stun on you like y'all ain't cool. Like, bitch, you rode here with me. Like, I was your dry bitch. Like, the fuck you stunting on me for? Then you have to also watch bitches who's just jealous of you. They competing with you and you just trying to, you know, pop a bottle with them. Jealous friends are the worst friends to have. Jealous friends, they'd rather see you as low as possible. Like, I know I deviated from my original topic. I'm just saying, like, y'all gotta watch the bitches that y'all call y'all friend, y'all sis, y'all homegirl, all these shits, like, your homie, your bro, whatever. Like, it's niggas who's friends. Like, granted, some lines you don't cross with certain things. Like, if y'all the same age and you and your man's same age and your sister maybe like a couple of years younger than you, but she's still a fucking adult, you really can't get mad over who she talked to. I understand that you know this nigga and you know this nigga's wild as shit, but you gotta let, you know, how can I say this? I'm not saying let your sister find out, because at the end of the day, she knows him as well, and she knows he's a wild nigga. If y'all fucking grew up together, she knows what this nigga's about. So she wants to fuck with him. I'm sorry, but sometimes you gotta let her find out. But if she don't know, that's when you spaz. Like, bro, you're not supposed to cross that line. But not that type of line I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones who, as an adult, watched your sister grow up, and they still trying to holler at your sister. Like, that shit is weird, don't you think? Like, that shit is real weird. You watched your man's sister grow up, and when she's grown, you just like, damn, sis. Or, like, you just start calling her by her name all of a sudden. Like, bruh, what? Fuck you doing, bruh? Like, nah, you supposed to call me by the family nickname, nigga. What the fuck? You know, niggas get real weird. That's the nigga that you gotta watch out for, mothers. Like, that's the nigga you gotta watch out for. Gotta watch out for the weird niggas. Gotta watch out for them strange bitches that's all of a sudden trying to, you know, slither their way into the family by, like, fucking your brother or something. Like, bitch, you did not have to do that. You really didn't. Like, one of my ex-friends, she was talking about fucking my brother. And I knew what type of wild shit this bitch was on. I said, bruh, I will beat the doo-doo out of you. Like, baby, you are not. And I ain't say shit nothing. I just said, I will beat the doo-doo out of you. You're not about to fuck my brother, bruh. I will beat your ass, bruh. I know the type of shit you be on. And I'm telling my brother. And my brothers know, I don't give a fuck about y'all lives. I don't. Their personal lives is that theirs. Look, y'all are 10 plus years older than me. I don't give not one fuck, two fuck, red fuck, blue fuck. But when it comes down to wild bitches that I know of, and they putting them into a situation, oh, baby, it's all hands on deck. You hear me? Like, no, pineapples. I can't do that. Because me and my brothers and my sister, me and my sisters and my brothers, we have like a friendship relationship as well as sibling relationship. Like, the sibling relationship come in when I get mad at them, because I'm like, you are my brother, or you are my sister. Now I gotta be even more mad at you because you know not to cross these lines, you know. But other than that, like, all of us, we're cool as friends for real. It's just like when I have to stand up for my friends, just like I do my friends who aren't my blood, like, I'm going to protect them. Like, people are weird. Fake friends are fake friends. Jealous friends are weird ass people that you really do. Like I said just now, you just got to watch out for them. They're just weird. And what else? Oh, you got informant friends. If y'all don't know that, y'all need to figure it out. They always keep saying, your enemies know so much about you. How the fuck that shit go? Damn, and I just seen it like 3 weeks ago. Your enemies know so much about you because you're telling your friends all your business. Some shit like that. So when you start figuring out like who knows so much and why do they know so much, because you're talking too goddamn much. And those the informant friends. The informant friends is telling all your business. Man, oh man. I can't think of nothing else, but, like, we got a whole lot of them. Like, we got friends who just want the same, the envious friends, the fucking mirror friends. Like, bitch, you are building you a me. Like, you're turning yourself into me. That shit is fucking weird. You are a replica. Like, what the fuck? This shit is weird. Then you got friends that just, they just around for clout. That shit's weird as well. You're just around just to be seen with somebody. You need... Oh, my God. I almost forgot the fake friends that's only around for the aesthetics. Oh, my God. I'm glad that I deviated a little bit, but that just made me remember. Yeah, I remember homegirl that was on Instagram talking about some... Oh... When I go to the club, my friends have to look a certain way. Like, they have to look like this, their bodies look like this, they can't, their hair gotta be good, their outfits gotta be good for niggas to look at us and wanna buy us bottles. Like, first of all, bitch, what? You're too dark for Chris Brown and Trey Songz, bitch. Like, you're not their type of bitch that they'll deal with because you're too fucking dark. And you have on heavy highlighter, bitch. Like, y'all bitches be real life only having friends for aesthetics. I'm fucking crying. And I seen that and I'm like, damn, it's bitches out here that only got friends just for the aesthetic of having friends. Like, bitch, you want the cute aesthetic so bad, you will ditch your main bitches to go look a certain way with these bitches? Wow. That's foul. Like, big fucking foul. Like, y'all bitches only want friends just to have them look a certain way for certain reasons because you're fucking fake, rich, broke ass want niggas to buy you bottles. Are you serious? That shit is weird. I'm just like, at this point, what? Y'all bitches is slow. And I don't mean, like, I don't know how to say it in no type of way to be disrespectful. Y'all are like, what the fuck, bruh? You goofy ass bitch. That shit is crazy as shit. I almost forgot about that. Because I seen that and I'm like, girl, what? The niggas that you really want in real life, they wouldn't want you because you're too dark. You're really, like, some niggas really only, I learned this dude said something that made me want to think about it. Like, females, we always talk about, these niggas just want her because, you know, she's showing her ass and titties and all this other stuff. Before surgery, sis, she wasn't doing that and she didn't have nothing. And if it's, like, advertised, they're going to want it because it's advertised. So, yeah, like, yeah. Niggas don't be wanting cheeseburgers and shit until they see a commercial about it. So, yeah, we got to stop thinking because niggas see these type of bitches, that's all the fuck they want. I just wanted to say that. Now, back to having the aesthetics. Like, baby, you aren't the type of bitch that they will go for. Like, for real, you're just available. And you're available at a club with other available bitches that's at a club. Like, come on now. Let's think about it, for real. Bitches used to look up to Blac Chyna. Now Blac Chyna is single with two kids. But she's still rich. Like, bitches still look up to her. I'm just saying. It was like she came from a strip club and got into a relationship with this person, that person, this person. Like, but Blac Chyna, you know, I guess had other things to offer as well. Some of y'all bitches is offering a cute face. That's not always fun. I'm just saying. Y'all know where I'm going with this, but this is not that type of podcast. The one on Instagram is, but this one's not. But yeah, you wanted this aesthetic. Like, she said her friends have to look like this to go into the club. Now, if we going like to some backyard thing, like, she was making it like less and less for, you know, her regular friends. I'm like, damn, bitch, you just foul. And then you put that shit on social media. That's just a slap in the fucking face. I would not want to talk to her after that. Like, damn, bro. That shit is crazy. Like, damn. She just put it out there and just was, you know, fuck it. Fuck you, too. Like, that shit was wild. But, yeah. Aesthetics. Fake jealous friends. All these people, y'all just need to watch out who y'all have in y'all circle. Because y'all have to also watch out who y'all have in y'all circle. Because just like me, some of y'all got kids. And y'all do not want that shit rubbing off on y'all fucking kids. Like, oh, fuck no. You need to let your kids know when the fuck to walk away. Because you have to be the mom that knows what a fake friend is for your children. For you can be like, mm-mm, I don't like that one. Not that one. You got to be the mom that say that. And you don't want your kids to just be out here being people pleasers and shit. And just following the crowd. Wanting the aesthetic of friendship. But not knowing how to be a fucking friend to any fucking body in their whole fucking life. Because of you. I'm just going to say that. It starts with you. So let's just start breaking these curses now. And either start telling our friends about themselves. For they can make a change for the better. Or just start cutting these people off. And let them figure it out on their own. Because yes, bitch, it is you. Everybody's leaving you, bitch. It's you. It's not everybody else's fault why they don't want to be around you. it's yours. You got to start looking at yourself and figuring out what the fuck you're doing wrong before you can fix it, for people to start wanting to be around you and you live a happier life. Yeah, you might need to start cutting these people off so they can figure that shit out, okay? Well, we've been here for a while. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And y'all have a good night. Oh, almost forgot my quote, okay? Time is the most precious thing on this earth. There's never enough time in the day. Don't end the day with too much time on your hands. Okay, bye, y'all.